Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll try to keep my commentary under 5 minutes. I'll read this. This is Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Psalm 119, 9. I thought about that very first part. How can a young man keep his way pure? And young, I realize that all of us are young. We all come into the faith young. We are born with our sinful nature. But at some point in our lives, we hear the word of truth and our heart becomes quickened. And if we are blessed, we accept that word and we become born again. But becoming born again, we have to grow up too. And we have to be in the word. We're young babies. We're Christians. Young baby Christians. And we have to keep in mind that we are going to be under attack. Like someone says that we belonged to the evil one first. We were walking in his way. And someone has kidnapped us. We have been taken. And he's going to be angry about it. He cannot take us back. Nothing can snatch us out of the hands of God. But he can certainly do a lot of damage to our thinking. So we have to be in the word. It says, how can a young man keep his way pure? I looked up the word purity, and there were two biggies that jumped out at me. One, purity, of course, is freedom from guilt and the defilement of sin, if we're thinking of purity in the Christian sense. But it's also freedom from improper views. And as a Christian, as a young Christian, we can be led astray by improper views of our faith. And that could have us becoming a poor witness to the Lord. So we have to be in the Word of God. How can a young man keep his way pure? And it says, by living according to his word. So we have to live his word. We have to internalize his word. That means we have to both know the word of God and we have to do what it says. In James 1:22, it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself, but do what it says. So we, as those who have struggled with eating, we not only stay in the word to stay away from food, because it does work, let me tell you. You practice what I have told you in the beginning. Clear, clean, and committed abstinence combined with reading, studying, and applying the word, you will see what I mean. I'm not going to be just preaching it to you. You're going to be living it. But also, you're going to see how your life as a whole is changing. Because the Word of God is His love letter to His people. He doesn't want us being weak and thrown about in this life. He wants us living strongly, being lights on the hill, drawing others to know of his salvation. And so we want to live according to the word of God, which means we want to know it. We want to know it purely, clearly, and we don't want to be in a food fog, even in the process of trying to learn it. So we stay clear, clean, and committed to stay vital in the work of the Lord. I'm going to ask our